Something for the Girls, saluting the waves of the United States Navy, and featuring Dick Hames, Helen Forrest, Gordon Jenkins and the orchestra, and Dick's guest, Bob Byrne. Now your star and singing host, Dick Hames.
How many hearts have you broken with those great big beautiful eyes? Those great big beautiful eyes that tell such beautiful lies. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? I don't believe you mean it, but baby, kiss me again. How many hearts have you stranded on the dreamy road to romance? Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some lovin'. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wise. To how many hearts you have broken with those great, big, beautiful eyes.
Hello, folks. This is Dick Hames, and that was me getting behind a few bars of a number one tune on this program dedicated to our number one ladies in Navy Blue. Also, behind the bars with us is our guest, the man who started out as a poor, humble radio star and rose to be a famous dirt farmer, Bob Burns. Bob and his guitar.
When I was a boy, I lived on a farm. I never done no good, and I never done no harm. I heard of the gold in Wyoming, and so I packed up my clothes and made ready to go. I crossed over hills or mountains or plains. I crossed a large river, I joined a large train. I left my country, my people, my home, out on the plains of Wyoming to roam. We put out our tents on the green grassy ground, while the mules and the horses was a-grazing all round. While taking refreshments, we heard a low wail. Was a band of Sioux Indians coming out on our trail. They crept down upon us like snakes in the grass. They gave a wild yell and their arrows flew past. Our leader jumped up with an arrow through his head. He whispered, "Oh, mother," and fell over dead. I stayed in the West and grew big and tall. I had no profession, I worked at a mall. When I was a plumber, I made me a pipe. I call it a bazooka, but I ain't gonna play it tonight.
Thank you, Bob Burns. And now Frank Martin has a message for all young women not now engaged in war work.
More than 2 years have passed since the first women between the ages of 20 and 36 joined the waves. And since that time, the American Navy has swept the seas, working ever closer to the mainland of Japan. A feat made possible in no small degree for the thousands of keen young women who have donned the Navy blue and taken up the important work of the waves. And as we drive closer to the goal of complete victory, more women are needed in the service to help speed to the fleet the articles of war that will ultimately crush Japan. To learn what you as a wave can do, to discover how you can help in this coming victory, write today for the free illustrated booklet, The Story of You in Navy Blue. The address is Waves, Washington 25, D.C. Remember, for your free copy of The Story of You in Navy Blue, write today to Waves, Washington 25, D.C.
Because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather where a dreams I must gather, dreams we fashioned the night you held me tight. I'll always be near you wherever you are, each night in every prayer. If you call, I'll hear you, no matter how far. Just close your eyes and I'll be there. Walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me. If you're walking beside me, I'll walk
Thank you, folks. And now we're mighty glad to have as a part of our Waves program one of America's finest girl singers. And here she is, Helen Forrest.
My all, I surrender.
Thank you, Helen. Now, Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra and that all-time favorite, When You're Smiling. Play, Gordy. Blue work together with their fighting men to speed the day of victory. It's particularly appropriate, therefore, that we dedicate this next number to the women in Navy Blue. Together.
We stroll the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain together, and we'd both pretend it would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together.
Thank you, Dick Haynes, Bob Burns, Helen Forrest, Gordon Jenkins, and the orchestra for appearing on this all-star salute to the wave. The Story of You in Navy Blue. That's the title of a free, attractive book that should be read by every young woman who wants to bring our boys home sooner. If you're between 20 and 36 and not now engaged in vital war work, write today for a free copy of The Story of You in Navy Blue. Address, Waves, Washington 25, D.C. I repeat the address, Wave, Washington 25, D.C. Listen in again to Something for the Girls, saluting the Women's Reserve of the United States Navy. This is Frank Martin saying goodbye for the Waves, America's first ladies who are helping to speed the day of victory. And now a further word for you.